A mix of wind and landfill gas energies will power the Southern Ohio facilities. The EPA has contracted with companies in Pennsylvania and Illinois to provide the energy. EPA spokesman Chris Pollitt says green energy costs 6% more than conventional power, but he says it's a chance for the agency to practice what it preaches. The EPA first began changing energy sources at some of its buildings in 1999. Pollitt says that's when its Richmond, California plant started using power generated by methane gas. By early next year, the U.S. EPA plans to have facilities in Ohio, California, Massachusetts, Colorado, and Washington State powered solely by green energy. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Natalie Walston.